Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
As the COVID vaccine rolls out, appointments are still pretty hard to come by, so the federal government is working with pharmacy chains like Walgreens and CVS to help distribute the vaccine. But to make an appointment, you may need to share some personal data. Recode's Sarah Morrison's here to explain. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Teddy.
So tell me about this partnership between the government and the pharmacies like Walgreens.
Basically, last year, Trump administration announced that it had made a deal with retail pharmacies to be distributors of the vaccine, like, you know, along with the state and city and like healthcare providers, which is, you know, like a good thing because it's that many more locations where people can get the shot, locations people may not have access to the other ones, and there's sort of drugstores everywhere.
Right.
So it made it that much more available. And, you know, like depending on if you're eligible and the drugstore is giving vaccines for your eligibility group, then yeah, you can get a vaccine from Walgreens.
So we're going to talk about the data that patients need to hand over in order to go through the sign-up process for a Walgreens. But just so we can get a sense of what this looks like in practice, tell me what it's like to sign up for a vaccine through one of these big pharmacies.
Well, in New York, and I would assume like other states, there's kind of several different places offering vaccines. So you want to try to like figure out which ones there are, how to do it, do any pre-registration you have to do so you can grab an appointment because it gets pretty competitive. And
yeah.
So I kind of did all that a few days before I was going to be eligible to sort of make sure once I was, I could get something. One of the things I tried was Walgreens, and that was where I saw that making a Walgreens.com account was required before you can even see if they have vaccines available. And that meant, you know, entering date of birth, address, gender, phone number, you know, those were like mandatory fields, and they had to be like accurate, verifiable.
Yeah. Why does Walgreens need that data, and what do they say they'll do with it?
A lot of this is data that you'd have to fill in if you were getting a prescription at really any pharmacy. So that's part of
yeah.
it. The CDC told me they actually wanted pharmacies to schedule the appointments online so that people wouldn't have to go into pharmacies to schedule them, like a social distancing thing. And they told them that they could use their existing registration online systems. So that's what Walgreens is basically doing. They seem to have like figured out a little bonus for them, which is that they can get potentially millions of new accounts, you know, made, including mine. And they all like automatically opt you into getting marketing emails. You have to sort of go into your account settings later and opt out. And they make canceling your account really difficult. You have to actually call their customer service number.
Oh, wow. Okay. Which I assume no one does. I guess I'm just curious, like, what's the big deal about this, right? Like, why should anybody be concerned about it? To some extent, is this just, you know, if you show up at Walgreens, right, and you get a prescription filled at Walgreens, you know, you hand over data, you hand over, you know, your name, your date of birth. What do you feel is different about kind of the need to create a Walgreens account to get a COVID vaccine that's somehow different than kind of, you know, the world as it's always been?
I mean, yeah, like that's true. Any site, like Amazon, whatever, that you have an account for and you go on the website and it sort of keeps track of like the sites you look at, the things you're interested in, and it'll send you marketing emails based off of them. It also encourages you to join like their loyalty program, which is a big source of data for them and other stores with loyalty programs. So it's not all that different. I found it just a little icky that, you know, they sort of use this, like I said, as a data grab and, you know, potential way to get a lot more information about people that they sort of had to do if they wanted to get a vaccine.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's this idea that, you know, obviously your doctor knows information about you and your pharmacy does. But here, you know, if you're signing up online to get a COVID vaccine, you don't expect to get, you know, 2-for-1 toothpaste deals as sort of as a part of that social contract you're making with Walgreens.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's important to note that, like, you know, any pharmacy that you give that information to for the purposes of like a medical thing, like filling out a prescription, that's protected.
Yeah. Okay.
But Walgreens.com also does, you know, shopping, like you said, the toothpaste and all that. And, you buy anything you buy through that or look at, you know, they sort of know because you're logged in, you know, all that stuff.
So yeah.
Don't think that all of your health data is like immediately going to like some dude at Walgreens.com, but some of your data is.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the other pharmacies. I mean, are Walgreens competitors accumulating as much data as Walgreens is?
So I contacted several of the pharmacies that are participating in this. The ones that got back to me, CVS, Rite Aid, and I think Walmart. CVS and Rite Aid say they don't require you to make an account. Walmart actually, okay, you know, does, but you only need to send your like name and email address, and you can opt out of those marketing emails like at the sign up, and you can cancel the account online. So it doesn't feel like as much of a data grab or sort of taking advantage of this government program.
So yeah. Why doesn't Walgreens do the same thing? And how do they defend sort of their policy, given that their competitors are administering the same doses without collecting sort of this information for marketing purposes?
They basically just told me we, you know, have to fulfill data and reporting requirements before arriving at a store location. They didn't really tell me much more than that. They didn't respond to any of my follow-ups. So your guess is as good as mine, I guess, at this point.
But it sounds like Walgreens definitely stands out among the big pharmacies. I mean, this is not a widespread, universal sector-wide policy at this point.
Yeah.
Sarah, are there any consequences for this long-term? I mean, as I mentioned before, you know, healthcare providers are accumulating more and more data on patients. I don't know if Walgreens sees this as some intentional strategy or if, as you mentioned, it's just kind of a natural consequence of collecting this data. Obviously, there's a lot of concern about, frankly, all providers that collect healthcare data, whether it's Amazon that's moving into healthcare or, you know, telehealth appointments that require more and more information about us as people. Tell me about just the broader concerns here and the broader narrative that this fits into when it comes to kind of data privacy in healthcare.
Well, I think you kind of nailed it, which is there are health privacy laws, but they're sort of fuzzy when it comes to like new and emerging technologies because they haven't been updated to, mm-hmm, you know, accommodate them. So some things are protected and some things that you might consider to be sensitive health data aren't. So it'd be great if we updated the laws to reflect the way, you know, things are now, but that always takes time. But I do want to say, I think it's important to point out here that this shouldn't stop you from getting a vaccine. Like, I was sort of on the fence about writing this article in the first place because I didn't want people to read it and then not take an open vaccine appointment at Walgreens if they got one. So as much as I am like the data privacy reporter and want everything to be private and better, it's worth it to get the vaccine if you have the opportunity.
Take the toothpaste while you get it. Sarah Morrison, you can read more of her work at recode.net. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.